When you see a mother breastfeeding baby, as you've seen today, the look and that contact is huge. There's huge benefits. So I'll start with the mother first. The first one's bonding, which is and attachment, which is a very important thing in this day. Also, it's a known fact through research that the mums get better sleep, believe it or not, because they're already in a half sleep state by the time they've finished feeding, and so they go to sleep quicker than what bottle fed babies. Other benefits for mum, it reduces the risk of them developing premenopausal cancer, breast cancer, and also ovarian cancer. So huge benefits. The babies, the benefits are even longer. So we're talking about long-term benefits. So it reduces the risk of heart disease. You'll hear that reduces the risk. It doesn't prevent it or stop it. Also diabetes, which is huge in New Zealand. We have a lot, and obesity is the other thing. We do have very fat breastfed babies, but they tend to lose that weight very quickly as well. Also, it reduces the risk of ear infection, tummy bugs, and that bonding and attachment also for the baby as well. We also have the highest breastfeeding rates in New Zealand on discharge from hospitals, and now we're trying to build up the community. So to do that, we're running community clinics Monday, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 2 at Te Pua Waiora, which is 18 Conway Street. And we're just thinking about the north. We're here to support women and their choice. So as a lactation consultant, if I've got mums that are struggling and they decide to stop breastfeeding, that's fine. We then support them in their choice and along their journey. And the same with the mums that opt not to. So it's not them, us. We're here for everybody.
My son, he found it difficult to latch, and I was really lucky that my midwife picked it up straight away. And she referred me to the lactation clinic here in town at Te Pua Waiora, and that's where Helen helped me out with our breastfeeding. So she recognised that my son had a tongue tie, and we were referred to the doctor, and we got that snipped at about 11 days old. And she helped me get to the point where he was exclusively breastfed again, so pumping for probably 2 months every feed before he would just take the breast again.
It's a superfood. It's cheap. It's perfectly made. It's always the right temperature, and it's ready for baby at any time. It sets babies up for life forever.
Thank you to all our sponsors. We had 38 sponsors, individual sponsors, who donated spot prizes for our big latch on. It's a bit of a bonus for our mums to get a little prize, yeah, to celebrate breastfeeding as well. So yeah, happy National Breastfeeding Week.